This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
That was Lil Nas X there with Old Town Road. That song has blown up this year. Now, I know you guys might not be aware, but it's really taken off on the charts. I don't really know how. I don't know how we can really relate to Western like music here in Australia. I don't know, specifically like in Melbourne, in a city, but apparently we do and we love it. And I necessarily don't love that song, but I do love him.
Western rap.
I'm sorry.
Western rap.
It's only taken off because Billy Ray Cyrus is on the
song. True.
And his 80 breaking heart. Thank you.
That's true. But I totally played the one that didn't have him on it. Woo!
Talk us through this, Alex. Yeah. There's a little bit of controversy around Lil Nas X, whoever the hell.
Yeah. The Old Town Road rapper gone viral sensation, he recently came out. He claims that he prayed the gay away and that it would just be a phase. He acknowledges that his fame made it easier for him to come out, and he said that being in his position, it's easy for him, but, you know, a little kid that's nearby, it's definitely not going to be easy for them, which is what, you know, before the fame hit him, that's how he felt. He did an interview with other prominent rappers and comedians in the US, including Kevin Hart, who quickly dismissed Nas in an interview, saying, like, because he started talking about his coming out experience and how much of a big deal it was to him, and Hart just blankly said, you know, who cares? That's just who you are. That's what it is. And, you know, there was a lot of backlash with that because Kevin Hart's been known to be like openly homophobic in the past. You know, he claims he's not, blah, blah, blah. But the facts, the videos are out there. Like,
and all of a sudden he's telling him, well, that's not a big deal.
Yeah. It's
so basically he's made it a big deal for him by making homophobic comments. And now he's coming out saying that it shouldn't be such a big deal.
Yeah.
It just doesn't make sense.
This, look, all of this reminds me of that ridiculousness when you're talking to someone and they say to you, now, don't be offended, but, and that in their mind that somehow gives them some sort of absolution for the insult that you know is about to come out of their mouth. Now, please don't get me wrong. I also have major issues with people saying I take offence at that because it's like put your big girl pants on, grow up and build a bridge and get over it. But it seems to me that this is a very popular manoeuvre nowadays, particularly with famous people who have tweeted something and said something inappropriate and then feign some sort of ignorance when confronted by, you know, a lived experience, which is what this is happened here. And I think, you know, mate, own the fact that you were an absolute idiot and you made inappropriate comments, and now you're being interviewed by a proud gay African-American man.
Yeah.
And he's owning it. So, you know, put your big girl panties on and get over it, mate. Yeah.
He lost the Oscars gig from that only a year or two ago. Do you remember that? Probably not.
Yes.
He wouldn't apologise because that's what they wanted him to do. He was like, nope, I'm sticking by my word.
Well, good on this guy. Look, you know, first of all, he's a bit of a bad gay because listening to that song, I would not have picked that as a gay track. Not that it's a gay track, but I wouldn't have picked it as a track by a gay artist. It's not got enough shimmy shimmy in it. You know what I mean?
No.
I have to interrupt because Matt, you have been vindicated. You have been vindicated. We have received a message.
Don't tease me. In
the social media age, I've found myself staying following nearly every one night stand or hookup, at least getting a hey if I get bumped into them in public. But nearly every proper boyfriend breakup without one of us blocking the other and pretending we don't know the other Joe.
Yay, I'm perfectly normal. It's not just me.
They hear us. They get it.
They do. So thank you, whoever sent us that on-air message. That was absolutely wonderful.
Thank you
and
very
Matt
much.
Has a smile from ear to ear.
I'm the bad gay duck.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.